My name is John O'Connor. I own the shop here with Frances Custy, my wife, and we've been here in Ennis for the last 35 years.
With proud Kerry connections, am I right in saying that, John?
There's a lovely, I'm a Lech Hiriach, and I'm on Vortis of Ashun, and my father's from Dva na Féile, Garda Listuhil, either Listuhil, August Manish na Féile. So I spent a lot of summers there growing up, saving hay, going to the creamery in Kilmorna, I remember it well, and just having a great time down there. So I love Kerry and great connection with Kerry and football especially.
You were actually just saying to me there before we recorded that you were down last weekend because it was the Patrick O'Keefe Festival, so you keep coming down and bringing your own family as well.
Ah, we do. No, I have two kids that were playing down there, and they've been there for the last 2 years, and they'd be playing sessions there, and they just love it. It's a beautiful festival. It's the first time I was down there last Sunday, and there was fantastic music, but it's a lovely area, I suppose, rich in music too, with Patrick O'Keefe and, I suppose, Dennis Murphy, Julia Clifford, all that stuff, and that mythical Sliabh Lucra style.
Is that something you grew up with, I suppose, with your father being from that kind of area as such, and now you hear with the music shop as well?
No, Frances, my wife, she organised this, and I met her a few months after it. Okay, so I'd have grown up with music to an extent, but mainly sport. Kerry football, I'm totally kind of I glorify it.
Addicted.
Totally addicted. And I was I was lucky enough to get two tickets for the All-Ireland final. So I was there and representing my father, who's up there looking down. So it was great. I love the connection with Kerry. And it's great, you know, between sport and music. So it's great to have that festival down there, because it really shows off, you know, the talent that's there. There's so much talent in music down in Kerry.
And your father's generation then of Kerry football, what kind of All-Ireland finals was around his era?
Well, I remember my father bringing me in the 70s to see the finest footballer he ever saw playing. And he said it'll probably be his last game, and I was down to Tralee watching the famous Mick O'Connell from Ilondara, okay? And I remember him well, and I said, who's that fellow who just went up there sky high and took a ball out of the sky? He said, John, that is Mick O'Connell, the finest footballer in the country. So they're the kind of things I remember.
They're lovely memories, aren't they?
They're fantastic memories. And I suppose my father in his youth used to cycle up to Dublin to see All-Ireland finals, big groups of them, yeah. But he also would come across the estuary to go to dances in West Clare. They're mad, the kind of things they do. So they'd head up on Sunday afternoon, they'd cycle to a place where a man was waiting with a boat, they'd get their bikes into the boat, and they'd have an agreement, okay, when you finish near Kilrush, when you finish that, make sure you're back here at 2 o'clock in the morning. If you're not here, we're gone. So they'd get in the boats again, back for the milking on Monday morning. So I mean, geez, what they did, it was phenomenal.
I doubt they got their 8 hours sleep, so...
There was no 8 hours sleep, you know, but they had memories, okay, that kept them alive and kept them awake.
Can you imagine if we had to cycle
up
to Dublin?
It just wouldn't happen, you know. They were a different breed, you know, and that wouldn't put any kind of upset on them at all, travelling that distance, you know. But I suppose there was little enough happening in North Kerry, so across the estuary, and he travelled across there, he became a pharmacist, then in Kilrush and on to Ennis, and that was the connection here. Met my mother, from a nurse from East Clare, so there was a great, I'm a great kind of a mongrel, you know. I'm very, again, proud of the two, you know.
Yeah, of course. And I suppose the one reason why I really wanted to talk to you was because I suppose a lot of people would come here if they were looking for a new instrument, or maybe if they needed advice on something. Yeah. So you have a huge connection with Kerry musicians coming up here.
There is. But I mean, even historically, there was a lot of crossover between the great Clare musicians across the estuary, and there was a great kind of a Clare style in Kerry, and likewise whatever came up from Kerry. So there would have been crossover, you know, over the estuary that time. But I suppose we've been around so long, for the last 35 years, I suppose we have a reputation which is dear to us. And a lot of people tend to gravitate to us here, because I suppose this is the epicentre of traditional Irish music in the country, despite what anyone down in West Kerry says. This is where it's happening, minus the polkas and slides. Well, this is it. This is big. Big territory here for music.
And what's the next couple of months here like now? We're coming into Christmas. You'll be busy?
Well, we've the November Trad Festival here in a week and a half's time, and that is like the Christmas of all Christmases, put together, rolled up in one, and it's a great musicians' festival, so the place will be hopping. And that, you know, that makes it, during a quiet time in November, that makes it very very agreeable, okay, even because it's a nice little infusion of money into the environment here.
Yeah, you know. Sure. And finally, John, if anyone does want to come up here, have a look at the shop or even look online, where can they go?
Well, custiesmusic.com is the website, and we have a lot of stuff there. But generally, we get business all over the world, okay? And the good thing about this, when you're dealing with people on the cloud always descends on the other side of the country here eventually, because the people interested in music travel. And that's the good thing about our website. We get to meet the people we do business with, and that makes it very personable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have to say, there is a bit of everything inside this shop. So there's something for everyone, no matter what.
There's a little, it's like a cornucopia of temptation. That's what we're temptresses here, okay? We tempt money out of people even when they don't want
that's
to spend
business.
It. It is, but I know we tend to, between Francis and everyone who works here, they've got great experience and they've great knowledge too. You know, so it makes life very easy. This is not a job. I used to be a teacher. That was a job. This is therapy.
Well, John, thank you so much. And thanks for your help today with everything. And hopefully now we'll hear a few more stories of people who came here over the years as well.
Without doubt. OK, and thanks for your business, your new baron, which you possess now. OK,
yeah, we'll
good luck with
it.
OK, Kaya.
John.